Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dilly, and welcome to the second episode of the Ring the Bell Pro Wrestling Podcast. Hope you guys did enjoy that first one, and as always, the wrestling world is changing. Every single week, there's always something new to talk about, and that's exactly what we're doing here in the second episode. So let's do a little rundown, shall we? So in the first segment, we have the news and rumor segment of the week, of course. In the second segment, we're going to be talking about the upcoming release of WWE 2K24. Some big news is coming out about that game soon. I'm just going to give my 2 cents on it, if you will. I'm going to let you guys know how I'm feeling, what I think's going to happen, what I want to happen regarding the game. And then in the main event of the evening, we are going to be talking about WrestleMania plans being switched up. There's a big issue right now with Seth Rollins that may be causing a huge change to the plans for WrestleMania 40. So we're going to be talking about that as well. So without any further ado, let's get into the show. All right, so we are going to be talking about news and rumors in the pro wrestling world this week. We got 3 articles to cover. Quite a bit of news has been coming out, but a lot of which is, you know, subpar. It's a kind of a quiet week in a lot of ways, but, you know, there's definitely some stuff going on. So the big first thing we're going to be talking about today is Roman Reigns. He has officially joined the club of historic WWE title reigns after a recent milestone. So this is from ringsidenews.com. So Roman Reigns has solidified his status as one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. Could argue that. As of right now, looks to be January 21st, so today that I'm recording this, Reigns has surpassed 1,238 days as the WWE Universal Champion, which now puts Roman Reigns as the 10th longest reigning champion of any title WWE has ever recognized. That's fucking crazy. He actually beat out Bruno Sammartino's second reign with the title back in the day. I've said this in the last episode. I'm going to say it again here. I really hate what they did with the Universal title. The continuity is going to be so confusing, seeing as he has 2 belts and didn't win them both on the same night. Like, he won them like a year apart, I think, or close to anyway. I don't like that he had the Universal title, and now he has the other one. The continuity and the history of the belts is very confusing, because he has the WWE title, he has the Universal title, but the Universal title isn't the same as the WWE title. Like, for example, the belt that Bruno Sammartino held, for example, that lineage would trace back simply to the WWE Championship, the world, like, the other one Reigns has that isn't blue. The blue one is the one that Reigns has had for 1,238 plus days at this point. The other belt is the one that is connected, linked, derivative from the belt that, like, Hulk Hogan would have had, that Bruno would have had. The Universal title has existed since 2016. So it's weird. It's really weird, the lineage, the way they're kind of doing it. Because, yes, he does have both. So he has lineage for both, but you cannot consider his WWE World Heavyweight Championship reign as being 1,238 days. That would simply be his Universal title reign. You cannot just mix title reigns. That is not a thing you can do. But anyway, his Universal title reign has lasted very long. He is the 10th longest reigning champion of all time of any title recognized by WWE. So let's actually go down the list. There is conveniently a list here, so we'll run down it and see how ridiculous this list actually is, because a lot of it is just like kind of like inactive titles, like titles that someone had for a long time but they weren't doing anything with. So number 10, obviously, Roman Reigns, his second reign as US Universal Champion at 1,238 plus days. Number 9 is Bobo Brazil's third reign as United States Heavyweight Champion. That lasted a little over 1,300 days. Number 8, Hulk Hogan's first reign as WWE Champion, which lasted 1,474 days. That's coming up soon. He's going to beat that one. Antonio Rocca and Miguel Perez's first reign as NWA World Tag Team Champion, Northeast version, which was later part of WWE, and it's listed here as between 1,524 days, 1,553 days. So a lot of incontinuity there. It's not very clear. Antonio Roque, number six. Antonio Roque's first reign as international heavyweight champion lasted over 1,500 days. Number five is Bobo Brazil's seventh reign as United States heavyweight champion, which lasted over 1,800 days. Number four, Bob Backlund's first reign as WWE champion, which lasted 1,400 days. Although WWE recognizes it as 2,135 days? Excuse me? They were pulling some Roman Reigns shit back then. That's what they're going to be doing with him. They're going to be recognizing his WWE champion reign as being, you know, his Universal title reign's length, even though that's not how it was. Number three, Antonio Inoki's first reign as WWF World Martial Arts Heavyweight Champion, which is a belt I did not know existed. I feel like this is one that just kind of got scrubbed. But it's Antonio Inoki. He's a legend. He held that belt for 3,700 days, although WWE recognizes it as 2,500 days. Not sure how that happened. Number two, Bruno Sammartino's first reign as WWE champion for 2,800 days. And number one is the Fabulous Moolah's first reign as women's champion, which lasted 3,800 days, although WWE recognizes it as 10,170 days. What? Really? Okay. We'll go with that. Sure. Yeah. That's something. That's a lot of days. I'm just imagining, like, what would it have been like living in an era of Bruno Sammartino? Like, we hate Roman Reigns so much, but as far as I know, I don't think Bruno was a hated man. I think they loved him. I think he was, like, the draw back then. It's just crazy going from then, where it was... It's not that it was necessarily normal for someone to hold a belt for like seven combined years, but it also wasn't not, because wrestling was still a relatively new concept. So he just had the belt forever. Like, was he defending on a 30-day basis, or were they stripping him of the belt if he didn't? Like, what was happening back then? I know there's like some video of Bruno Sammartino. I don't think there was like a lot back then, because, you know, he was a wrestler in like, what, wasn't he like in the 60s, 70s maybe? Let me go find out when Bruno was around. He was born in 1935. Oh my god. First World Heavyweight Championship reign from 1963 to 1971. What? No, that could not have been his first reign. His first reign was 2,000 what days? 2,803 days. What? Is that really that long? In years. Okay, yep. So 2,803 days. 7.6 years. Holy shit. That was his first reign. Reigns ain't beating that. Well, I hope to God Reigns ain't beating that one. I don't want to see that happen. Damn. 7 years as champion. And then his second reign went from 1972 to 1977. So a 5-year reign. Like, dude, how long consecutively did he hold the belt? So he held his first one for 7 years, 8 months, and 1 day. That's practically 8 years. What the fuck? And he held a second one for 3 years, 4 months, 21, or 20 days. So combined, I'm really bad at math, so give me a minute. 3 plus 7, that's 10. 8 plus 4, that's 12. So we're talking 11 years as champion? Oh my god. 11 years in a very short period of time, mind you. He lost his belt after his first reign in 1971 and got it the year afterwards. Like, there was like a year stint where he didn't have the belt, but if there wasn't for that year stint, he would have went from 1963 to 1977 as champion. I don't know why they made him lose the belt for that time. That's bad booking. Oh, he took a hiatus from the company from 1971 to 1972. So he left for a bit, came back, and immediately got the belt back. That's insane. Roman Reigns' title reign, very confusing. Not a fan of it, just because of how confusing it is. I don't hate the work he's done as champion. I mean, the whole part-timer thing obviously gets under everyone's skin, blah, blah, blah. He's a heel. I don't know. I don't know. I don't hate him. when he's there, it's a big deal that he's there, and I get what they're doing. Makes it feel more special, and that's cool. I can agree with that. I can accept that. His just... He had to win a belt and then the other belt and then mix up the reigns and mix up the legacy and the history and make everything so much more confusing than it needed to be. That's my only real problem. So for more news and rumors, that was a very long segment talking about Roman Reigns' title. WWE finalizes WrestleMania 40 strategy for CM Punk. Now, this was posted on January 19th. Some things can change. We're going to talk about that in the main event segment. WWE is making significant plans for Punk at Mania 40, of course. These plans have been apparent for some time now. Blah, blah, blah. They're talking about, you know, he's feuding with Seth Rollins. In the latest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer confirmed the plan for WrestleMania is a match between CM Punk and Seth Rollins. Rollins currently does not have a match booked for the upcoming Rumble event, and even if he did, it's likely he would be wrestling due to injury suffered while facing Jinder on Raw. Okay, so the idea and the plan, as of right now, is for Punk to fight Rollins at Mania. We'll check back in on this idea in the main event segment of the week. And the last thing we're going to talk about for news today is apparently Kenny Omega may be forced to retire at some point very soon. His health is not good. Like, this is kind of like a news story. Obviously, Kenny Omega, AEW, I don't watch too much AEW, so if I get some shit wrong, my bad. I know that for a bit, Kenny was teaming with Jericho. They were setting up to do something, and then Kenny had to leave. He just had to leave because he had diverticulitis. So Kenny Omega faces an agonizing wait of several weeks before determining whether he requires surgery for his diverticulitis diagnosis. According to Dave Meltzer, the plan is to monitor Kenny Omega's condition for 7 weeks before making a decision on surgery. Omega will be receiving no treatment during this time period, and after the 7 weeks, a decision will be made based on his progress. Meltzer has stated as well, it's going to be nothing for 7 weeks, and then in 7 weeks, they're going to see how everything goes. And at that point, he'll either need surgery or, I don't know, he won't need surgery. But if he can heal normally, normally you would have already done the surgery right away, but his condition and everything was just so bad, they could not risk surgery at that time. That's kind of scary. Like, normally, like, if they are supposed to do surgery right away for diverticulitis, and they didn't because his condition was that bad, that's not a good sign. Diverticulitis can fuck you up. So it's going to be 7 weeks. He'll either have the surgery or he won't, and then at that point, we'll see. He's in a tough situation. I feel very bad for him. Until that happens, it's a painful situation, says Dave Meltzer. Terrible. Terrible, 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 because obviously, like, I may not enjoy his product. I may not watch AEW. I don't even know if he's, like, doing creative in that company anymore. I'm sure he is, but I may not enjoy AEW. I may not watch it, but everybody knows Kenny Omega is, like, you know, one of the greatest wrestlers to ever live. I mean, I've seen some of his matches as well, and I can't deny that. He's pretty good. It's always unfortunate when you hear something like this, especially to, like, a guy that talented, like, on his level. Sucks, you know, if he were to never wrestle again, it's the kind of thing, like, man, he did a lot, sure, but there's a lot he didn't do. Like, he never got a stint in WWE. I think that would have been interesting. I don't think that was in his cards for any time in the future, like, soon. I think it could have happened somewhere down the line. Obviously, I don't think either side would be opposed to the idea if proper terms and conditions were met at some point in the future. So, you know, he never got to, like, you know, do a Rumble. He never got to main event Mania. It's the kind of thing, like, those are really highlights every wrestler looks at, whether they like to admit it or not. There's never any wrestler in the world who doesn't want to go to WWE. Obviously, there can be some reasons that you may not want to, like certain reasons, certain little things. But when you're a kid and you're dreaming about becoming a wrestler, you want the fucking lights, you want the pyro, you want the fans chanting. You can do that in AEW, sure, but it's not the same. It's not, you know. I get it, they created the company and it's special for that reason, but there's nothing quite like main eventing Mania. That's definitely the go-to, the big thing that everybody secretly sometimes wants. Not to make it all about WrestleMania and not making it there, but, you know, in either case, it is very sad to see this happen. Hopefully a speedy recovery for him. Hopefully he is okay. Otherwise, you know, we'll see. WWE 2K24 is an upcoming wrestling video game, if you didn't know. There's some big news dropping about it today. It may have already dropped by the time this podcast went live, but I am recording this on Sunday, not Monday. So I'm recording this on the 21st. Big news is supposed to be coming out on the 22nd, likely regarding the cover star. And they may even be discussing some further things. There might be some further news thrown out there. Normally, they do wait till the Rumble area, like around there, to really put out too much, but they may be putting in, like, you know, showcase information, pre-order bonus stuff. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm actually going to be predicting what I think they should do or what I think they might do. So there's been a lot of teases put out over the WWE 2K Games Twitter account recently, X account. They've posted such things as like an NWO shirt hanging in a closet. They've posted like they've posted a lot of weird shit. Like a coffin was one of the things posted. What else was there? There was, let me just go check. WWE Games. Because, yeah, they've been posting a lot of kind of cryptic stuff. Like, there was a referee shirt with the sleeves cut off, like a Stone Cold WrestleMania referee shirt. Let me just check here. So we got the NWO shirt, like I mentioned. Yep. We got the coffin. We got a Stone Cold shirt, like the ref shirt. There was weirdly, where was it? I just scrolled past it. There was a sword with like a iron mesh and a glove. I don't know what that's about. I mean, the only person I know of that did anything with a sword would be Drew. That's it. A lot of people are pretty confused about what that one means, but, you know, we're getting some pretty clear indications of things that they may be announcing, things they might be doing. The most recent post on their account as of right now is a, I love this picture. When Cody first left WWE, he made a list of things that he wanted to do or opponents he wanted to fight. So they made a complete mock-up of that picture with Cody's, like, hands in it and everything, and there's, like, a list of things that he wants to do. So this is the list. We got return to the WWE, win the Rumble, main event WrestleMania, conquer the Beast, launch Pharaoh merch? I don't know what that is. And then WWE 2K24 cover star. 2K posted this themselves. I think that's a pretty good indication that that's what they're going to be doing. Cody is going to be the cover star. Now, this leads a question. What's the showcase? Are they doing a Cody Rhodes showcase? I don't know if you could. You could. You definitely could. You know, there's a couple ideas that I could lay down for that. We're going to be talking about the showcase in a minute, because I have two big ideas for the showcase as things they might be able to pull off. But let's talk about the pre-order bonus first. This is a pretty obvious one. CM Punk. That's it. Just give us CM Punk as a pre-order bonus. We'll pre-order it for Punk. That's what we want. I'm assuming, like, if they're going to do it as a pre-order bonus, it's going to be the kind of thing, like, you can purchase it afterwards. Like, probably immediately afterwards. Because, you know, everyone's going to want Punk. That's no shock. Punk just returned. I don't know if they can really get him in this quick. I mean, like, you got to think about Cody, right? When Cody returned, I'm trying to fucking think now, actually. So Cody returned at, did he return in the Rumble? No, he returned at Mania. So the new game had already come at, no. I think the new, like, the game after Cody returned was 2K23. Yeah, no, wait, maybe? Yeah. This game that just, not just came out, but, like, the most recent one is the last one, and that's the one Cody was in. I don't recall. I'm kind of stupid. I think it took a while, though, for them to get Cody in there. Obviously, they didn't get him in, you know. I don't remember. I know they did 2K22, but I don't think Cody was in 2K22, and I also don't remember when 2K22 came out. So let's look up WWE 2K22. When did it come out? That would have been, was it like Mania, or were they still doing it at like Christmas time? Yeah, it was Mania season. So March 12th, 2022. Cody returned at that Mania. Did he not? I'm so bad with times. Was it 2022 that he came back at Mania? Yes, it was. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. So yes, he came back in 2022. The new game had just come out, so it took like a full year to get him in a game. They weren't gonna, you know, do DLC or anything because, you know, why not? Save him for the next game. So with Punk as a pre-order bonus, it's kind of cutting it very close. Like, I could look back on, like, things they were able to do in certain time frames, but, you know, he returned in November. It's January right now. I don't know how much time or how many resources they could really dedicate to doing that on top of everything else they're going to be doing for the game. I don't know if Punk can realistically be in the game. It would really suck if he couldn't. Like, that would be a big blow, I think. So hopefully we can get Punk as a pre-order bonus, or alternatively, there could just be a CM Punk DLC down the line. I don't know, but let's talk about potential deluxe editions / showcase modes. So I'm thinking for the showcase, you got to do something with Bray. You can't not, like, even if it's not the showcase, you have to do something with Bray. Bray has to be a part of this game. Personally, I think they could do a showcase with Bray. It would be kind of difficult because a lot of the people that Bray has fought and had rivalries with are no longer with the company. That's kind of a problem. Same goes for Cody Rhodes. It would be kind of difficult to pull off either of those properly. Like, you know, possibly. Like, a Cody Rhodes one could almost be a little bit more possible, because if you're thinking of, like, all the things Cody Rhodes has done in his career, there is definitely a lot of gray area of people involved that you couldn't put in. Like, if you're going to do, like, Legacy Cody Rhodes, you can't put in Ted DiBiase. If you're going to put in, like, his mustache era, you couldn't really get Damian Sandow, unless you could. He might sign some sort of a deal. But, I mean, he's doing, like, NWA stuff now. I don't think he could be bothered. You couldn't really put Goldust in there either, because he's with AEW still. You know, there's a lot of cool ideas. Like, I was thinking, like, put, like, Legacy Era Rhodes. Put Dashing Cody Rhodes. Put Undashing Cody Rhodes. Put the mustache gimmick. Put Stardust. Put his return attire. Bring Dusty Rhodes into the game as a playable character. Those are ideas. But as far as showcase modes go, it would be too hard to pull off. Same with Bray. I'm thinking, like, do his debut attire, do the Elimination Chamber where he won the title, bring the Fireflies, Firefly Funhouse, that's what I meant in my notes. Give, like, Firefly Funhouse Bray, do the Fiend, do the Burnt Fiend, do, like, the whole White Rabbit Fiend, like, you know, the most recent incarnation of him we have. Uncle Howdy could be in there. You could bring Fiend Alexa in there. You could bring the Fiend title in there. Lots of options. I mean, you definitely could do a Bray showcase. Alternatively, like, those are kind of like my two showcase ideas. Either a Cody Rhodes one or a Bray one. I think there definitely should be some sort of a Bray collector's edition to the game. Like, maybe like a special edition. Like, it's, you know, Bray themed. And I definitely want to have some Bray characters in there. Like, I want the Fiend. The Fiend would be cool. There's a lot of Bray stuff you could certainly add to the game. Because while you may not be able to put the Wyatt family, because, you know, Luke Harper, AEW, wouldn't really work. You know, there's a lot you could do. So I don't know about showcases for either of those guys, though. That's kind of like the main thing. The only other showcase I could think that they could do, and I don't know if they would really do it as, like, a showcase necessarily, but when WWE 2K14 came out 10 years ago, they had the 30 years of WrestleMania story. So you would do, like, one match from each WrestleMania. That is something that I could definitely see them pulling off for a showcase, because they have been signing a lot of new Legends deals recently for, you know, for Legends that could show up in games. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Hacksaw just signed one. I don't have a list of Legends that have been signing recently. I know the Dudley Boys signed one. So there's a lot of options you got there. You could definitely do a 40 years of WrestleMania showcase. Will they? I don't know. Those are kind of like my three showcase ideas, and all of them are a little sketchy, a little iffy. a little not sure if that can happen, but, you know, that would be cool. 40 years of WrestleMania, I would not be complaining with that. I think, you know, I do like the showcases they've been doing the last couple of years. Like, the Rey one was great, the Daniel Bryan one was great, and 2019, the John Cena one was really cool. I like those. They're really short. You can beat them in like a couple of hours, but they're fun. They're good. It would be kind of weird stepping away from that and doing a WrestleMania themed one, but hey, you can do it. Give me like Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle WrestleMania 20. Like, whoo! I think that was Mania 20. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like, that match wasn't featured in the showcase. There's, like, a lot of matches that were left out of the 30 years of WrestleMania 1 because certain reasons. Like, I think Kurt was still with TNA at that point, so they couldn't get him. You know, there's a lot that could be done there. I'd like to see them maybe do a 40 years of WrestleMania thing. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think they'll do... What do you think they're going to do for the showcase? That's really the main thing. Do you think they're going to do Bray? Do you think they're going to do Cody? Think they're going to do Mania? Or are they just going to do something completely different? Who knows? All right, so it is time for the main event of the evening. Let's talk about it, okay? Rollins is hurt. Rollins apparently tore his MCL and some tendons and shit. He's fucked up. He cannot wrestle right now. With an injury like that, he's probably going to be out for a while, a long time. We're talking like probably won't make Mania long time. So, if there's a lot of ifs happening here, because we don't know for sure. Apparently, Rollins is going to be coming out on Raw to talk about his injury tonight. We'll see. I am scared, because this sort of thing hasn't really happened before, where someone, like a champion, gets injured this close to Mania. That's just not really a thing that happens. So, it's going to be a really, you know, it's going to be hell. Essentially, like, Rumble's about to happen, you know, if there's no champion to fight at Mania, because Reigns is busy, what are you gonna do with the belt? What are you gonna do? Here's what I think they'll do. Here's what I want them to do, if Rollins is injured. Big if. If Rollins isn't injured, we talked about this in the last episode, what I want to happen, go watch the last episode, but if Rollins is hurt and cannot make it to Mania, here's what they should do. Rollins comes out on Raw tonight, does his little dancey dance, but he's got crutches under his arms because he can't fucking walk. He announces, "Hey guys, I'm hurt. I will not be there for Mania. Punk, I fucking hate you, but I need to vacate the title. Not gonna be there at Mania. See y'all later." Adam Pearce comes out. He's like, well, maybe not comes out at that very moment to announce this, but it's announced that the Royal Rumble match will be for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Holy shit. That would be cool. They haven't done that in a while. The last time they did it was 2016. Before that, the last time they did it was like 1992 or 91. So a Rumble for the title is a great idea at this time of year if one of the champions is not going to make it to Mania. So obviously, with Seth being out, obviously, he was going to fight Punk at Mania. Everyone knows that was the plan. So, let Punk win the Rumble. He hasn't won one before. He's all about coming back and doing things that he wasn't able to do in his first run. CM Punk wins the Rumble, wins the WWE Championship. And from here, I have three branches that we could go down. I'm not sure which one I like the best, so I'm going to pitch all three to you, and we're going to see. So, first one. Number one, I title it Finishing the Story. At the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, they announce that there's an Elimination Chamber match, and the winner of said match gets to fight CM Punk at WrestleMania. Big deal. Let's go to Perth. Cody Rhodes wins the Elimination Chamber match and sets up a match against CM Punk. So, of course, over the following weeks, from the Elimination Chamber to Mania, there's scathing promos. Punk turns heel, lots of blindsides, lots of attacks, lots of stuff going on. They set up for a match in the main event of Night 1. And obviously, Cody Rhodes beats Punk. He ends his story. He has the World Championship, the title his father held. Ah, makes sense. Yes. On the other side, I put this for everyone, so I put this for every scenario. Just essentially, who would fight Reigns instead? Rock fights Reigns. Easy. Rock and Reigns gets to happen. Cody gets to have his moment. Punk gets his main event. Everyone is happy. Option two. Redemption. The night after the Royal Rumble, The Rock comes out on Raw. He's talking about what he's doing, where he's going, who he wants to fight at Mania, because The Rock is ready for a fight. CM Punk comes out to the ring. Call back to 2013, when The Rock beat Punk at the Rumble to take the WWE Championship. This ended Punk's historic reign at that time of 434 days. So Punk's mad The Rock ended that reign. And he wants The Rock one-on-one. He wants to settle the score once and for all. Let's main event WrestleMania. Obviously, it's The Rock. He doesn't have to qualify. They get it. CM Punk defeats Rock in the main event of Night 1. And then on the other side, Cody fights Reigns. Pretty simple, that one. You know, a Rock-Punk match could happen. Could work. Maybe it wouldn't be the most effective thing to do. I don't know. But in any case, Punk fights Reigns. Imagine Punk fights Reigns instead. Holy shit. Cody gets to fight The Rock. Finishing the story, Rock. Oh my god. So Punk defeats The Rock. You know, he gets his main event. He wins the title. Happy glory. Or option number three. After winning the Royal Rumble in the World Heavyweight Championship, Damian Priest cashes in. Why would you not cash in after a rumble for the title? Damian Priest cashes in and wins the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Obviously, Punk wants revenge. He went through so much to get that damn belt, and Damian just came out and like poked him and then fucking won. So, at Elimination Chamber, they set up an Elimination Chamber match where the winner fights Damian Priest at WrestleMania. Punk breezes through the Elimination Chamber, fucking everyone aside. Punk wins, and he challenges Priest in the main event of WrestleMania Night 1. The weeks between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania, Punk is taking out every member of Retribution one by one by one, because he knows they're going to interfere at Mania. Alternatively, Punk could have a set group of friends. He could have like a Sami Zayn over here, a Jey Uso over here. He can have his buddies, you know, helping him out, being nice to him. And then Damian Priest fights CM Punk in the main event of WrestleMania Night 1. And Punk wins the main event, is champion once again. Everyone goes home happy. Because I don't think Damian Priest is ready to hold that title for any extended period of time. On the other side, Cody fights Reigns. Duh. Simple. Pretty simple booking. I mean, as far as Rollins getting hurt, that does throw a bit of a wrench into the plans. Some of these plans aren't as fleshed out as they could be, surely, but it is what it is. I think it all works out. In the end, I mean, obviously Punk's going to have a big part in Mania. I personally believe no matter which way you look at it, Punk's going to main event Night 1, because that's his main gripe. His main thing that he wants to do. And winning the title along with that, or defending the title at Mania, we just add on top of it, you know. It makes it even better, you know? I think that's how they should do it. But once again, let me know what you guys think down below. All right, guys, I hope you did enjoy this episode of the Ring the Bell Pro Wrestling Podcast. If you did, make sure to leave a like, leave a comment, subscribe, follow, click the bell icon. And if you're on the podcasting platforms, do all the things. Go to dillyapparel.ca to pick up some Dilly Apparel merch, as well as this beautiful Ring the Bell Pro Wrestling t-shirt. You can get it in sweaters, you can get it in hats, you can do anything you want with it. Ring the Bell merch is a thing. I'm going to keep adding some of that as time goes on as well. Also, make sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere on the internet, at This Is Dilly. Find Ring the Bell Pro Wrestling Podcast on social media as well. We got links somewhere. We got the name somewhere. There we go. Hope you all did enjoy this episode once again. I have been your host. This is Dilly, signing out.